Jack Canfield.
It's the feeling that really creates the attraction, not just the picture or the thought. And I think for a lot of people, they think, well, if I think positive thoughts, or if I visualize having what I want, that'll be enough. But if you're doing that and still not feeling abundant or feeling loving and joyful, then it doesn't create the power of the attraction.
Bob Doyle.
You put yourself in the feeling place of really being in that car, not, oh, I wish I could get that car, or someday I'll have that car, because that's a very definite feeling associated with that. It's not in the now, it's in the future. If you stay in that feeling, it will always be in the future.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Now that feeling and that inner seeing, we begin to be an open doorway through which the power of the universe will begin to express.
What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. Alexander Graham Bell.
Jack Canfield.
Our job is not to figure out the how. The how will show up out of the commitment and the belief in the what.
Mike Dooley.
The hows are the domain of the universe. It always knows the shortest, quickest, fastest, most harmonious way between you and your dream.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
If you turn it over to the universe, you will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered to you. This is where magic and miracles happen.
The teachers of the secret are all aware of the elements you bring into play when you visualize. As you see the picture in your mind and feel it, you are bringing yourself to a place of believing you have it now. You are also implementing trust and faith in the universe because you are focusing on the end result and experiencing the feeling of that without giving any attention whatsoever to how it will come about. Your picture in your mind is seeing it as done. Your feelings are seeing it as done. Your mind and your entire state of being are seeing it as already happened. That is the art of visualization.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You want to do this virtually daily, but my disclaimer is this should never be a chore. What's really bottom line importance here to the whole secret is feeling good. You want to feel exhilarated by this whole process. You want to be high, happy, in tune as much as possible.
Everyone has the power to visualize. Let me prove it to you with a picture of a kitchen. Now, for this to work, first of all, you have to get all thoughts of your kitchen out of your mind. Do not think of your kitchen. Totally clear your mind of pictures of your kitchen with its cupboards, refrigerator, oven, tiles, and color scheme. You saw a picture of your kitchen in your mind, didn't you? Well, then you just visualized.
Everyone visualizes whether he knows it or not. Visualizing is the great secret of success. Genevieve Beren.
Here's a tip about visualizing which Dr. John D. Martini shares in his Breakthrough Experience seminars. John said that if you create a static picture in your mind, it can be difficult to hold that picture. So create lots of movement in your picture. To illustrate this, imagine your kitchen again. And this time, imagine yourself entering that kitchen, walking to the refrigerator and putting your hand on the door handle, opening the door, looking inside and finding a cold bottle of water. Reach in and grab it. You can feel the coldness on your hand as you grasp the bottle. You have the bottle of water in one hand and you use your other hand to close the refrigerator door. Now that you are visualizing your kitchen with detail and movement, it's easier to see and hold the picture, isn't it?
We all possess more power and greater possibilities than we realize. And visualizing is one of the greatest of these powers. Genevieve Beren.